Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, apparently, we all dream every night. So why do we remember some but not others? And why are some dreams nightmares? Deirdre Barrett is a dream researcher in Harvard Medical School and the author of Committee of Sleep and Pandemic Dreams. Deirdre, good afternoon to you.
Hi, nice to be here.
In the course of a normal night's sleep, is there one period when you're dreaming or multiple periods in which one is dreaming?
Well, most periods, dreams happen in rapid eye movement sleep, and we go into REM, we call it sleep, about every 90 minutes through the night. So if you sleep 8 hours, you're getting about five periods. Most people sleep less than that, so it's three or four. But we do dream much more than we remember.
Okay, that's quite a lot of dreaming then. And do we know exactly what the function of a dream is, or are we still kind of speculating to a certain extent?
We are speculating. There are theories that we dream just for memory consolidation or threat simulation, or Freud said wish fulfillment. Personally, I think it's like asking what is waking thought for, that it's a little bit for everything, that dreaming is a very different state of consciousness where our brain areas for visual imagery are much more active. Our verbal areas are much less active. So we're experiencing a really different state of consciousness. But I think we just continue to think about all of our usual thoughts and concerns. And a lot of the thought, just like with waking, is repetitive and doesn't go anywhere. But occasionally we make big breakthroughs in our dreams also. And because it's more visual and more intuitive and less logical and linear, and we censor ourselves less. Sometimes when we're stuck on a problem, a dream can make a breakthrough our waking mind hasn't seen.
And so is there always a connection between what we dream and what we've experienced in our conscious life?
Yes. Dreams are tied a little bit less tightly to our immediate presence. So we're even likelier to think about things from our distant past than we might awake. But they're certainly tied to our life. And there's a tendency for them to be tied to things that have happened the day before the dream.
Okay, so it's that's interesting. Now it's time dependent in that sense. You wouldn't dream, because you know the way some people have dreams. You know, they'd be in their 50s and they're dreaming about the French exam they used to do when they were 17 repeatedly, because you know, and they wake up covered in sweat.
Yes. I mean, we think the reason that so many people have test anxiety dreams, which are really common in modern societies, is because that is such a repetitive, difficult situation for us through lots of schooling. But on the other hand, we think that which night you have a test anxiety dream is likelier to be tied to something that happened that day where you felt like your boss was evaluating you on something you might not be doing so well, or so that the taking the test stands in for a lot of other, you know, quote, tests in our adult lives.
So are dreams always, so that's the dream acting as a metaphor in a sense, is that it's not about the exam itself, it's about what the exam represents.
Right. Although, again, it is tied to real exams having been, you know, yes, our most repetitive kind of stress of that type.
Yeah, but I suppose in the sense then that the mind, say, gives that exam an emotional colour, and then something has happened to you that day, decades later, which has the same emotional colour, therefore you dream about the exam.
Yes. So it's interesting to understand what your dreams mean, but especially with recurring repetitive dreams, to think about not just what they say in general about your issues and concerns, but why did I dream it tonight when I haven't dreamed it for many nights? Like what happened yesterday that stirred this issue up for me?
And so why would it be, though, then that sometimes one wakes up in the morning, you know you dream, but you can't really remember them. And sometimes you wake up and you have a very vivid memory of a dream.
Well, we have to wake up from the dream to remember it. So we're likeliest to remember the last dream of the night, because we often awaken out of a dream. But during the night, sometimes some little thing wakes you up, so you do capture some other dreams throughout the night sometimes. Mm. But basically, our short-term memory is turned on during rapid eye movement sleep, but the transfer into long-term memory doesn't happen. So if you don't wake up, the dream is just lost. So sleeping in noisy conditions is not good for your sleep otherwise, but often results in more dream recall.
Yeah.
And there's certainly some people naturally recall more dreams than others, have little micro awakenings and remember a lot of their dreams. Mm. So some people, it's perfectly normal to recall just a couple dreams a year, or to recall dreams every night is the range between people.
So if the dreams you have every night, you are to some extent or another processing what happened to you that day. If you have a nightmare, does that mean something bad happened to you that day, even though you might necessarily realize it consciously?
It's likely to mean something made you anxious that day. Not necessarily that the person with you would say something bad happened to you, but something stirred up your anxieties that day. And the two things that nightmares correlate with the most are how anxious a person is in general, like waking, paper and pencil tests of anxiety, self-report of anxiety do correlate with how many nightmares you have. But also the other thing that correlates equally strongly is just how vivid your dreams are, how many dreams you remember. So some of the same people that have the most vividly beautiful peak experience dreams will also have more nightmares. There's a dream vividness dimension in there too.
Deirdre, thank you very much for speaking with us today. That was Deirdre Barrett there. She's a dream researcher in Harvard Medical School and the author of Committee of Sleep and Pandemic Dreams. That line there just about held up. Sounded a bit spooky and dreamlike, to be honest with you, at certain times.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.